number 11. When you finally figure out what the right thing to do is, you have to do it, even if you don't want to. That night after school, Mom and Dad said that Mrs. Klinghoffer had called and told them that she'd sold our house for more than the asking price. So it was over. My war on moving, I mean. I had lost. They had won. Our old house doesn't belong to us anymore. It belongs to some new people. Some people I've never even met before. My old room doesn't belong to me anymore either. In fact, I shouldn't be calling it my old room. Technically, it's someone else's new room. Just like Mary Kay is someone else's new best friend. To celebrate selling our old house, as if this were something to celebrate, Mom and Dad took us to Lung Chung, the fanciest restaurant in our town, even though we hardly ever get to go out to eat. Because when we do, we usually misbehave so badly. By we, I mean Mark and Kevin. Last time we went to Waffle House, Mark and Kevin permanently jammed the gumball machine in the entranceway when Mom and Dad weren't looking by pouring all of the sugar from the packets at our table into the slot where the penny is supposed to go. And that takes a lot of sugar. After that, we were asked by the manager of Waffle House never to dine there again. On the way to Lung Chung, Dad gave Mark and Kevin a talk. The talk went, "If you do anything at Lung Chung to embarrass your mother, we will never take you out to eat again, and you will have to stay home with one of my graduate students while Allie, your mother, and I go out." You could tell this really scared Mark and Kevin, because Dad's grad students aren't fun babysitters like Uncle Jay, who stays with us sometimes when Mom and Dad go out. Dad's grad students only know about computers, so they don't know how to do fun things like make microwave brownie soup or slide down the stairs on mattresses. They just know how to write long computer programs, which is what they do while they babysit us. We are supposed to entertain ourselves and not kill one another while Dad's grad students work. It's very boring. Mark and Kevin promised to be good. I noticed Dad didn't make me promise to be good, but that was because he knew Mom was holding the promise of the kitten over my head to make me good. If I wasn't good, I just wouldn't get the kitten. This was a mistake on Dad's part, if you ask me. When we got to the restaurant, I checked the plastic pond out front first thing to see if the turtle for turtle soup was still there. It was, sitting on its little island, looking sad and lonely. No one, I was relieved to see, in our town had ordered turtle soup. But you never knew. Maybe someone would order turtle soup tonight. The poor turtle had no idea that this very night might be its last night on Earth. This was possibly the saddest thing I had ever seen. Uncle Jay met us at the restaurant. When he got to our table, he said, "Congratulations," to my mom and dad, and hugged them. He gave Mark and Kevin high fives. He tried to give me a high five, too, but I told him I wasn't really in the mood. "What's the matter with Ellie?" Uncle Jay wanted to know as he unwound his scarf and sat down. "Ellie is not as enthusiastic about the move as some of the rest of us," Mom said. "That's the understatement of the year," I grumbled. "Why don't you want to move, Ellie?" Uncle Jay wanted to know. "Moving's exciting. You'll be starting a whole new life in a whole new place. You could change your personality. Heck, you could even change your name if you wanted to. Who wouldn't want that?" "I'm totally happy with my old life," I pointed out, "in the old place." Which wasn't strictly true, considering what had happened only that afternoon in the art room. You know, with my having lost my best friend, and the small matter of the truth about my book of rules having been brutally revealed to the whole of the fourth grade. But I saw no reason to share this over egg drop soup with Uncle Jay. "Someone," Mom went on, "let Allie watch a certain movie featuring a certain zombie appendage, and ever since then, her interest in living in a certain Victorian house has been on the wane."
"Oh," Uncle Jay said.
"Yeah," Mom said. "Thanks for that, by the way."
"Allie," Uncle Jay said, "you know that movie about the zombie hand was made up, right?"
"Duh," I said. "Allie,"
Dad said. Don't say duh.
Sorry, I said.
Well, then what's the problem, Ellie?
Uncle Jay wanted to know. Only I couldn't tell Uncle Jay what the problem was. Because the problem just seemed way too big to get into over dinner. Besides, by that time, the waitress had come over to our table with our sweet and sour pork. Except I couldn't seem to eat mine. I was just too sad. I couldn't stop thinking about how our beautiful house belonged to someone else now. And I couldn't stop thinking about how Brittany and Mary Kay had made fun of me for keeping a book of rules. And I couldn't stop thinking about how that turtle had no idea that any minute he, or she, but he looked like a he, could become soup. Every time a new person came into the restaurant, I kept wondering if they were going to be the person to order turtle soup and eat him. In a way, I felt like I knew what it was like to be that turtle. Not that anybody was going to eat me. I mean, yet. But like the turtle, I didn't have any say over what was happening to me. I mean, that turtle didn't have any choice over whether he got to live in a fake pond in a restaurant waiting to be eaten, or live in a park across the street where there was a real pond where other turtles lived. Just like me. I mean, sure, things weren't working out really great right now at my old school. But shouldn't I have the choice of whether or not I wanted to go to this new school? It wasn't fair that no one was even letting me have a say in the matter. Just like that turtle. That was the exact moment that I knew what I had to do. I didn't want to, but really, what choice did I have? When you finally figure out what the right thing to do is, you have to do it, even if you don't want to. That's a rule. I said, excuse me, interrupting Uncle Jay's story about his new girlfriend, Harmony, whom he wanted us all to meet really soon because, besides being his journalism class's star student who frequently got her stories printed up in our local paper's feature section, she was also a really excellent cook and foot massager. I have to go to the bathroom, I said.
Well, honey, Mom said, you know where it is. You don't have to announce it. Just go.
I put my napkin beside my plate of mostly untouched sweet and sour pork, which is sort of reddish in color, but really it's orangish pink, so it's okay to eat, and went to the bathroom. Once I was finished in there and had washed my hands, I opened the door a crack and peeked out. The ladies' room was located directly across from the plastic pond, which was right across from the hostess stand. As I watched, some people came into the restaurant, and the hostess, in her shiny Chinese dress, picked up some menus and led them to their table, all smiling and happy. Now was my chance. No one was looking. Quick as I could, I darted out of the ladies' room and went to stand by the plastic pond. I had almost done it. All I had to do was reach down inside, grab the turtle, then run outside and let him go. Then the Lung Chung turtle would be free. And so, in a way, would I. But just as I had grabbed the sides of the turtle's slimy, hard shell, I heard footsteps. Someone was coming. Holding my breath, I lifted up the turtle. He was heavier than I had thought. Also, stinkier. That's when I realized he was a snapping turtle. I didn't know they made soup out of snapping turtles. I only realized this when the turtle turned his head around and, wondering what was going on, lazily snapped his jaw in my direction. I couldn't believe it. Here I was trying to save his life, and the Lung Chung turtle tried to bite me. Not like you really meant it. I guess he'd been around the Lung Chung waiters and waitresses so much, he was practically tame. But still, thanks a lot, turtle. Trying to keep the turtle as far from my body as I could so his teeth... Do turtles even have teeth? If I was going to be a veterinarian, I was going to have to learn these things. Couldn't sink into me. I ran for the restaurant's front door. But too late, because I heard someone call my name and spun around just in time to see Uncle Jay as he turned the corner on his way to the men's room. When he saw what I had in my hands, he got a very surprised look on his face.
Ellie, he said, what on earth are you doing with the Lung Chung turtle?
I'm setting this turtle free, I said. Don't tell anyone.
But,
Uncle Jay started to say. And that's when I saw her,
the hostess, coming up behind Uncle Jay. She was smiling all nice, until she noticed me and what I was doing. Then her smile disappeared, and she yelled, "Little girl, where do you think you're going with that turtle?" That's when I ran through the restaurant's front door for all I was worth.